your life today.
We all acknowledge this legislation is a tremendous step forward. Why? Because it saves lives, saves money, and protects Medicare, makes Medicare stronger. We've traveled really a long ways to where we are. And tonight begins the last leg of this journey that we've been on now for some time. The American people, President Obama, have asked us for health insurance reform that does two things. One, makes it more affordable for the American people. Remember, this past year, 750,000 Americans filed bankruptcy. Over half of those bankruptcies dealt with health care costs. More than half the people filed bankruptcy because of health care costs had insurance. So not only do we make it more affordable for every American, we also certainly do it in a fiscally responsible way. We're not going to add a dime to the deficit. In fact, quite the opposite. We'll cut the problems we have with money around here by as much as $750 billion. And this bill is going to do good things over the next 10 years for so many different people in our society. 98% of the American people, those that have Medicare will be included in that number, will have health insurance. And we'll make sure that 30 million more Americans who don't have health insurance today will soon have it. I want to repeat, we not only protect Medicare, we're making it stronger. The numbers I've just gone over are pretty impressive, and I have no doubt that the American people agree with that.
Yes, the Senate bill, not quite as far as the House bill in restricting, for example, access to abortion, because as we know, that was certainly a real tug of war over that one in the House. We'll talk about how dicey it was with the Senate and exactly what I mean by that. But here's a couple of quick hits on this. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Finally, there is a health care reform bill from the Senate, out of the Senate, what you just heard there, the big announcement from Senator Harry Reid. The bill that was put forth by Reid is a little bit stronger than a lot of people thought, I guess, over the summer months, meaning this is what's being peddled anyway, conservative Democrats and centrist folks. The idea was killing the public option, and certainly you know how I feel about that. That I absolutely believe there should be health care reform, but we cannot completely kill the economy because if we put the burden back on the middle class anyway with the taxation, then you're canceling everything out. Whatever could possibly come out of reform that would be positive would turn into something negative because it keeps coming back to that dollar figure that's so vague, even with what the CBO was saying. Because it's just a guess. It's a guesstimate at best. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to tell you some of the significant portions of this Senate package, which, by the way, of course, is posted online. You can go and see it for yourself. It'll take you forever and a day to read it because it's so ridiculously long. But some of the specific things, the language in it, as I downloaded it and could see little hits here and there, here's what I could tell you. Instead of taxing the rich to pay for a chunk of the bill, as the House bill does, the Senate would do the, quotes, Cadillac health plans. So meaning the value of the plans that would be taxed is higher than in some of the other versions. This is how it works. $8,500 for an individual, $23,000 for a family of four. Even higher values were attached that I can see in allowing high-cost states and workers in high-risk jobs, like coal miners, for example, are given an exemption. And then there are a lot of other amendments that have piggybacked onto this as well. Now, you heard Reid say there it's not going to do anything to the deficit. According to the Congressional Budget Office, their analysis, and this is a guesstimate because you're going into the future, they might present it as a hard figure, but it's just like doing a budget. You know how you run over budgets. How many people listening to me, okay, if you work for a trucking company, you're an accountant, whatever, have gone over budget, right? So they find that the bill will cost $849 billion, is what they're saying, over the next decade. It would cover 94% of Americans, eligible ones. Now, that's your other key buzzword. It includes 31 million currently who are uninsured. It would lower the federal deficit by $127 billion, which is what Harry Reid is saying, right, over the next decade, and $650 billion during the decade after that. Here we go back again. The numbers are still being finalized, right? Still being finalized, and they could change slightly. See, they never get you to this point of how are we really paying for it. And by the way, the Senate health care bill, 2,074 pages, might make for some interesting reading over Thanksgiving. Yeah, 2,000 plus pages. So that brings me back around again. How do you know if the thing is any good? Because how are you going to ever have the time to go through it? I've just combed through as many passages as I could, looking for the flags, looking for the things that we've been talking about on this show. All I can say is yikes, yikes, and yikes again. There's so much that people don't realize that is actually contained in the bill. You know that thing that I say constantly on the show about no free lunches? Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we think that this could really be enacted where nobody's penalized? Talk to the doctors as we have, and they have a much different view of this. Now, what's interesting is the Democrats have complete confidence that the votes could be there by Saturday. Wow. For a motion to actually go to a floor debate on the bill. Three Democratic senators, Ben Nelson from Nebraska, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, and Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, have not yet committed to vote for the motion to actually move it forward. So you've got a couple of fence-sitting members, if you will. They didn't commit either way, and this is big, obviously. So a little bit different than some of the things we had originally heard. And once it was released, the Senate Majority Whip, Dick Durbin, couldn't resist to put the pin in the balloon. And his quote was, I hope Republicans would take this opportunity to post their health care bill online. And, of course, there is no health care bill that's, quote, a Republican health care bill. But Harry Reid feels confident that after six decades, the Democrats have this one perhaps in the bag. Why they don't have it in the bag and what are some of the objections to it and some of the other thorny amendments in it, I'm going to tell you during this version of ATN. Also coming up on this version of ATN, we'll tell you the blowback on Eric Holder, the attorney general, deciding, or the administration deciding, okay, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be tried in New York along with his other conspirators in the 9/11 attacks. And you know how, as somebody being in New York, how I thought that was a ridiculously dangerous, stupid move. So Holder now defending that on the Hill. Wait till you hear the back and forth there between him and Kyle. That's coming up on ATN, too. But next, no reason to pig out and feel sick after Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to tell you why next with Dr. Leslie.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
It's the most fattening time of the year, with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year.
It certainly is the most fattening time of the year. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know what it's like watching the football game, grazing all day long on chips and everything else in between, the homemade cookies. And then you haven't even got to the feast yet. The turkey, the mashed potatoes, the corn, the gravy, the pumpkin pie. And, you know, we all know that it can get out of control. No reason, right, that we have to eat like we're at a trough. So, because we don't want to gain too much weight. None of us want to be chunky. None of you guys out there want to have those giant beer bellies. I know. Look, I'm always searching for ways. All of us always are. So who better to have on America Tonight than Dr. Leslie Van Romer? She's written a book called Getting Into Your Pants. Again, this is about gaining weight. You can even go Getting Into Your Pants. .com. You can go there and you can check it out. And of course, you can pick it up on Amazon.com. Dr. Leslie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That was a funny song.
A great song and a great introduction. You're great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It is true. It is true. Exactly what I said. I mean, I know I've done it myself when I've been in incredible shape or if I'm a little out of shape or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just something about it. It's like, something goes off in our heads. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. It's a free day. So we're going to eat all day long. And it does. I mean, that's what we do. So is there a way where we can eat like humans? We don't have to be out of control.
Is there a way to eat the way Americans shouldn't eat?
Yeah.
You know, it's really true. The holiday, the average American gains 2 pounds over the holidays. It doesn't seem like much, but the problem is the average American does not lose it. So that means by the next holiday, you have that extra 2 pounds and maybe more that you've gained during the year, and then you're going to gain at least another 2 pounds, and you're not going to lose it, usually, statistically shows. So, you know, I think it is a time of fear.
It is. So what is it that you can do? So, I mean, so you, if you get up and it's like midday or morning or whatever, what are some things that you can do to kind of, suppress that appetite or something a little bit, or eat healthier leading up to the meal?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, I had different tips that I tell my people, but the one that you're alluding to, I think, is to eat more, not less, which surprises people. Eat more, not less. What that means is, haven't you ever heard yourself say, Kate, or maybe other people around you say, I'm just saving myself for dinner, so therefore you don't eat too much breakfast, and you don't eat any lunch, and you're just really starving, and then you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner. Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my most horrible habits, and what I had to change is that exact thing. Even during the day on a regular day, saying, oh, I'm too busy and not eating, and then waiting and for one meal, and that's just a no-no, isn't it?
Yes, total no-no. So instead of skipping breakfast and lunch, and let's say you're going to eat around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. That's probably an average when people eat on Thanksgiving dinner. Why don't we eat the best food for us first during the day? So how about grazing on fruit all morning long? And I don't mean one apple. I mean several pieces of fruit, several fruits that will literally keep us satisfied and fill us up. And then for lunch, how about just eating a large salad, because you're really getting the most nutrition for your calorie buck. And so let's have a nice, refreshing, large salad with 10 different vegetables in it. And then during the afternoon, if you're going to snack, you can snack on fruit. But if you're going to eat by 4 or 5 o'clock, if you've done that during the day, then you know what, Kate? Just enjoy your Thanksgiving, but just try to stop eating when your brain tells you you're full.
Oh, that's such great advice. What is it about vegetables? I mean, obviously it's good for us to eat vegetables. You know, you can chop up things, and your advice is great to put things in salads. But vegetables really are pretty filling too, aren't they?
They absolutely are. Vegetables, really, fruit and vegetables are the foods. If you look in any nutrition book, it's the complex, not the complex, it's the unrefined carbohydrates in fruits and vegetables that satisfy our hunger drive. The reason why we can still eat pie after eating a great big turkey dinner is because really our hunger drive isn't satisfied. Our stomachs are full. They're stuffed. We have way too many calories and too much fat and all the other stuff that goes with it. But our hunger drive is really not satisfied because we have not had enough of the unrefined carbs. So when we eat vegetables and when we eat fruit, I mean, how many apples can you eat at one time?
That's right. That's right, absolutely.
I mean, maybe one. I mean, mm-hmm. we really get satisfied. Do we get hungry again quickly? Oh, yes, absolutely, because that goes through us quickly. So what do you do when you get hungry again? Well, just eat some more fruit or eat some vegetables. But you're right, that satisfies our hunger drive, and really we can get filled up on vegetables more. So you start with that, not depriving ourselves, but just start with that and have that during the day. And then by the time you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, you're not going to pig out so much and eat out of control.
Yeah. And another thing that I think you say as well, too, and this is great advice, because here's what the excuses would be from a lot of people I know, especially in the Northeast or places where people are traveling an hour and a half, 2 hours. Everybody stumbles out of bed late. You're kind of throwing yourselves together, getting ready to go over to, you know, your grandmother's house, your mother's house, your cousin's house, whatever. And you have a traveling time in between. So instead of zooming there, it'd probably be better to stop, right, and eat something along the way, which you can get salads, even at Burger King and McDonald's, I think. You can get salads, and they're still pretty healthy.
Yes, absolutely. So you can always stop and eat. I mean, it sounds crazy to eat before you go to grandma's house or somebody's house to eat Thanksgiving dinner. But we already know that we're not going to have much of the great food there, not the food that gives you the most nutrition for your calorie buck. But you're going to have a lot of turkey and stuffing. Stuffing, by the way, has the most calories of anything on the table, usually. So turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy. So we know that. So when you're on your way there or right before you leave, depending on where you live and where you go, why don't you start out with a salad? Eat a salad and eat some vegetables before you go. So you've got that. You've already eaten that. You're not going to be starving. You're going to be relatively sort of kind of satisfied. And then when you eat, you're not going to overeat and eat too many calories, which you know, are huge when it comes to the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the stuffing and the pie and everything that goes with that. So let's have a salad and before you even go, or vegetables, before you even hop in the car to go, whoever's house at home you're invited to, let's eat something before you go and fill up on the good stuff first. And then enjoy a regular meal, Thanksgiving meal.
What's the 80-20 rule?
The 80-20 rule is really my favorite rule because the bottom line is this. If you follow the 80-20 rule, Kate, during the year, most of the mm-hmm. time, then when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, it's a feast. So don't worry about what you're eating and just enjoy it, or Christmas or New Year's. But we're not supposed to feast three times a day, every day, and Americans have a tendency to do that. So instead of doing that, we can feast on the holidays, and during the year, 80-20 rule is when 80% of the time, when things are normal and things are routine, and you can plan and prepare and make those good choices, and let's eat the food that gives us the most nutrition with calorie buck, which are our fruits and vegetables and maybe grains and beans, those kinds of things. And then if you want other food, then eat those. But let's add and fill up on the best food for us first, 80% of the time. 20% of the time, I call it in my book wiggle room. That's the third rule, wiggle room. It's wiggle, really, mm-hmm. which is wiggle room. So give yourself wiggle room. Give yourself flexibility. So 20% of the time, you're going to go out to dinner. You're going to have a special brunch. Someone's coming over your house. You're going to a party. It's a holiday. Don't worry about it. We call it wiggle. So people come into my office and say, oh, Dr. Leslie, I wiggled yesterday, and laugh, and they go, it's okay. We're back on the plan today. So it's the wiggle room, 80-20 rule.
Yeah, that's such great, great advice. How concerned are you about where they're pegging obesity at in the future? I think it's scary, some of the statistics I've read.
You know what's really scared me, really, is when you walk into the schools right now.
Oh.
You walk into the high, I have a high school right next to my office. You walk into the schools right now. And when I walked in there, my kids had been out of school, so I kind of lost touch. And I went in there and talked to the principal, the superintendent, actually. And he led me around to the high school, the middle school, and the grade school. And I left in absolute tears because there's so many children that are overweight. That's what's scary. And it's not just in a certain area. It's gone America and it's gone global. There are now more overweight people than starving people.
Yeah, I think it's frightening. Some great advice, Dr. Leslie. You were terrific. Getting Into Your Pants. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. Will you join us again in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Kate, thank you so much. You're so much fun. And thank you for what you're doing for everybody else.
All right, Dr. Leslie, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too, Kate.
All right, and we'll do that. She's absolutely right. I love this 80-20 thing. There is something to that if you can mentally get yourself going in that direction. Okay, so I'm going to have some Doritos because I'm doing this, 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 and this, and for the biggest part of the time, I'm eating healthier, a little bit healthier, and you start to do that, think that, and believe it, and I guess it's certainly a lot easier, right? But you can't talk about it. You got to do it. You know how that is. So coming up next, we're going to talk about a lot of things, including what's happening around the globe. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
So crazy about not starving.
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Here on America Tonight and talk about Hamid Karzai's inaugural speech and Hillary Clinton on hand for all of that, insisting that we need to see some results. Also, what's going on with North Korea? South Korea says they're going to offer the North Koreans an incredible bargain. What does that mean? I'll explain. But before we do that, let's stick closer to home as thousands turned out for Sarah Palin's book tour, the start of it in the great state of Michigan outside of a Barnes and Noble bookstore in Grand Rapids. People were pretty excited to meet Sarah Palin. Apparently, some of the people braved some overnight temperatures so they could get the chance to meet her. So they're waiting in line for a very long time. Tomas, a frequent caller of America Tonight, was going to go and check it out. Let's see what he has to say in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Well, yeah, I was there. It was a kind of a complicated thing they had set up. You had to buy the book, and then you had to get a bracelet the next day, and then you had to come that afternoon, or you had to stay in line all that time. And even though you had to go through all these hoops, there was about 3,000 people there. The Palin van showed up, you know, the big mobile motor home, and she showed up about 5:15, and everybody was, you know, clapping and screaming, and I had my big flag out there, you know. And the first thing that Sarah Palin said is, how many people here listen to Kate at America Tonight?
You are so funny. So people were excited, weren't they?
They were. You know, and it's it's almost like the same thing that happened with the left wingers getting excited. These are the right wingers here, and they're excited.
Right.
They see something for family values. They see somebody who is tough, and especially there were a lot of young college women there, and you know they could see that this lady offered her not just somebody that's smart, but also somebody that's good looking, that has kept her physical condition, you know, even though she had five children and one with special needs, and she's articulate, and she stands for what they have always been taught to strive for, you know, the good things in life. And everybody was really always up tempo, you know. We did the wave a couple of times there, you know, on the line. Some people, you know, spent all night there. When she got off the bus, she said, yeah, Michigan and Alaska, almost like twins, you know, we like hockey, we got terrible weather and, you know, and snow and everything, but we're tough people. And people just love that, you know. Actually, I had a lady give me some lipstick, and I was going to have her sign my book.
Did you get to see Palin? Did you go close and get an autograph and whatever?
I did not get the autograph. I got, you know, close to her when she got off the bus.
Off the bus, yeah.
But
wow.
She stayed till about 9:30. Actually, she stayed about half an hour extra just to get as many people as she could. There were maybe just a couple of hundred that just couldn't get in because I guess she had to get some sleep, you know. But,
well, yeah, because she's got to go to the next stop because it's a 3-week tour. So she's going to Indiana and Washington, Pennsylvania, and Rochester, New York, and whatever. And like you said, she's on this giant bus, and that's what they have to do. They have to calculate the time. So, well, that's good that she did stay extra, though.
Yeah, and you know, Kate, you probably know more about these book tour things than I do, but she could have asked for full price on these books, man. And she was, they had like 30% off and 40% off. It cost like $17 for me, you know. So I think, you know, she's not trying to rip the people off. I don't think. I think people like that, and they like that she stayed a little extra. And Andrea Mitchell was there, you know, and was trying to get a real quick interview. And there were some people trying to give Andrea Mitchell a tough time because they said, like, "Hey, don't get on our lady now," you know.
Oh, that's funny, because NBC, yeah, that's very funny.
But anyway, I think that it's going to be a real big success. I think that this crowd, even though it was big, is not going to be the biggest crowd. I think they're going to get bigger and bigger as the news media start feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah,
anyway, you got the latest from the beginning of the book tour. And, and I'll tell you what, my daughter, who is a little artist, she drew a beautiful pit bull on the inside of the cover. And I was showing everybody that.
And they liked it, huh?
Oh, she's a great artist. And so anyway, I encourage all your listeners to check out that book tour because it's just a lot of energy. When she comes off the bus, you know, she's fresh, she's smiling, and it's a really upbeat thing. And people like her because she's really simple. She's not your stereotype political, you know. And you probably had done enough interviews to probably express that better. Anyway.
I know. I get it. I'm glad you called in, Tomas. Thanks. We appreciate the update. So Tomas in Michigan at the start, like he said, at the start of Sarah Palin's book tour. And she's moving. Basically, they're mimicking a lot of the stops in 2008. On that presidential run. And I think Tomas is right. Well, we certainly know that already because she's one of those polarizing figures. Tomas described the crowd as jumping on Andrea Mitchell saying, "Hey, don't say anything to our lady," or whatever. So she's one of those people. There's no question, almost like Hillary Clinton. They have that in common and much different ideologies and whatnot. But the way that they're treated, either it's incredibly over the top embracing or it's the opposite. People completely don't like Sarah Palin. It's the same thing with Clinton. But she certainly is selling some books. There's no question about that, because before the book even came out, a lot of bookstores were taking orders on it. And politics in general couldn't be bigger coming off of that election and swinging into all the things that we've been talking about here on the air, whether it's health care reform or Afghanistan or Social Security or immigration issues or whatever. I mean, it just could not be more on the minds of Americans who find themselves getting more involved when a lot didn't pay as much attention to what was happening, maybe locally, but not so much on a national level now. Proudly I say this because I think it's great. I think everybody should have an opinion, whether it's just like America Tonight. I don't care if you agree with me or not, but you should call, you should participate in the debate, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. But the beauty is maybe someday we'll have it where people feel so incredibly passionate about their representatives, about who is, you know, it's the government of all of us. It's we, the people, who represents, that you have people voting in huge clumps, not just small numbers or big numbers in certain areas, but you have people that want to vote each and every year because they believe they can, the one vote can make a difference. And maybe we get some better people representing in Washington. I mean, this is the problem. I think all of us are so tired of the same hot air that comes out of Foggy Bottom that we just have had enough, and you know, and that's it. All right, I said we were going to go global, and let's do that quickly. Karzai, of course, his inauguration ready to roll, and there is intense pressure on this guy, and there should be, because there's all kinds of corruption in that government. He's saying that he's going to try to strike a balance in what's happening, probably coming up a little bit later, because now, of course, it's Thursday in Afghanistan. In part of his speech, he's going to talk about reform. And now that he's in his second term, what can happen with the insurgency, et cetera? I mean, look, there's no doubt you've got corruption, high unemployment, an impoverished nation. Half of these people, most of these people, are illiterate. And you've had 8 years of war. And what have been the improvements to the daily lives in Afghanistan, if any? And you had a fraudulent election that was ridiculous. The runoff was canceled basically because Abdullah, the opponent, didn't want to go through with it. His credibility is questioned big time. So he's being watched by everyone at this point. And what is it he's going to do to unite these people in Afghanistan? What is he going to do to have the international community embrace him? Because that's what has to happen here. You know, part of the problem with Afghanistan, it is truly, is that the government that's in place, is this really the right government? And we're supporting this with money and troops and our blood, you know, bodies, the people that have been killed in trying to help turn things around in Afghanistan. And this is the place where we've said many, many times, and we've had people on the show like Frank Gaffney, for one, or Jed Babin, who say, you know, this is where we should have been all along, Afghanistan, Pakistan. So now it's time to cut the nonsense and the conversation and to make it happen. Make it happen as fast as possible. Because we're still hanging on to what is the strategy. And when are we going to find out about the strategy? After Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving, right? I mean, is Afghanistan going to be occupied by the United States forever? And the answer is no, no, and no. I mean, really, truly, the U.S. doesn't even want bases in Afghanistan. So clearly, from our side of this thing, is we've invested so much in this, you got to be able to make this roll. You got to make this work, buddy. And you got to listen to us that we're not going to stay here forever, forever and a day. And camp out. It's not going to happen. So, of course, in Kabul, they have really battened the hatches because they're bracing for a possible attack by insurgents who want to disrupt the inauguration. There are all kinds of people from about 40 countries who are in town, as they say, to listen to what Karzai has to say, including Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State. Stay with us. Much more coming up in 3 here on ATM.
The Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things, see you call the phone low. I like to make...
All right, so far we've talked about Sarah Palin's book tour kicking off in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thousands waiting for her, and she's tracing some of the same towns across the United States for the next 3 weeks that they stopped in 2008. Either she did or John McCain or both of them as they were making their way for the GOP ticket. She is the vice president who was picked by the McCain people and suddenly rose to fame. And here we are a year later with a book out, Going Rogue. And interesting reviews, some positive, some negative, exactly how people feel about Sarah Palin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. The show you're listening to, if you just tuned in and you're cruising down the highway somewhere, is America Tonight. We also talked about the 2,074 pages called Healthcare Reform Senate Style. There are some, I think, some red herrings in this that I'll talk about in our next hour of America Tonight. I've mentioned a couple of them. We're hearing, okay, so now we're not going to have any kind of a deficit with this. This looks really good. I mean, this is incredibly successful. But the cautionary tale is, no matter what the Congressional Budget Office tags it at, it is a guesstimate at best. It's not a definite number. You know what it's kind of like? It's like when you read in the paper about a car, and it's your dream car, and you see the price that's on there at some dealership. But then you go to the dealership, and it's like bare bones. It doesn't include anything that you need. Yeah, it drives. But there are so many other things that you have to pay for. So by the time you leave the lot, that car didn't cost anywhere near what you thought it was going to be. You didn't get an exact number, unless you're an incredible negotiator or you have a cousin named Vinny who knows how to work someone over or something like that. So this is part of the problem. We know that a lot of what we hear is just simply a fairy tale, and there are amendments in that don't make sense, and nobody is going to have the time to read it, and that's part of the problem. This idea of, okay, we're going to put it up there for 74 hours and you have a chance to read it. Are you kidding? Even Evelyn Woods herself couldn't read this in that short amount of time. And especially with how you have to go through it and comb through it. Trust me, I've been looking at it. It's very similar, at least in that sense, to the House bill for sure. Blunder of the day could be this, because I think it's actually kind of funny. Since when does a president worry so much about leaks? Well, turns out President Obama is not thrilled with all the discussion across the country on talk radio and among the masses over what is ultimately going to be his decision on Afghanistan and what the deal is. And this is how this came out. Obama was talking to Chip Reed in Beijing, because he's in Beijing. He was at the Great Wall earlier in the day and retracing Nixon's steps and all of that. And he says he's furious about the stream of leaks that are characterizing the Afghanistan deliberations. He said he thinks he's angrier than Bob Gates about it because we have these deliberations in the Situation Room for a reason. We're making decisions that are life and death that affect how our troops will be able to operate in a theater of war. So for people to be releasing, this is Obama's exact words, for people to be releasing information during the course of deliberation where we haven't made final decisions yet, I think is not appropriate. So Chip Reed asked him a firing offense, you know, meaning with somebody fire, and the president shot back and said, absolutely, absolutely. So where are the leaks coming from? Obviously, they seem pretty deliberate, which is exactly what I thought, given some of the people that I had talked to that I've known for a while in the Pentagon. It's not the Pentagon. It's the people that are in the room, somebody in the room. So you have these photo releases from the meetings, and then you have everything that seems to fall in step with the message that Obama is considering deeply. How many times have we heard that from, like, David Axelrod, even Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, when she's been on some of the Sunday shows, or just most recently, last Sunday, was on the ABC show this week. So the leaking thing has been something that has been happening, obviously, from the beginning of the administration, right? And Rahm Emanuel, as Politico.com points out so well, Ben Smith writes about it, and he's absolutely right. Rahm Emanuel talks to the press, and that was all the time. And he was one of the first guys, of course, that Obama had in his corner, and it was one of the first major leaks, if you remember. Right away, when Obama was assembling his team, who was the name that we heard? We thought, oh, it's like the Chicago Mafia. And Rahm Emanuel was one of the first people, of course, mentioned. What will he do? Will he jump on board, etc.? And that was purposely leaked. So it's interesting that the president says a firing offense, because I think that this is absolutely leaked on purpose. What they don't like is the blowback and the drama that they have created by putting the clock on this deal because of the timeline. The fact that McChrystal's was there since May, he hadn't met with McChrystal since September, and now everybody knows it's like the 6th or 7th, now it's like the 7th situation meeting. Well, they're releasing those photo ops, and obviously it's coming from somebody in the room, at least some of the stuff that we're hearing, certainly, and then the stuff that is spun out there. So the frustration I don't get, because I think it was intentionally laid by the administration. The idea was, okay, the reason we're doing this is because we're thoughtful. We're not just going to go in willy-nilly. That's what this is all about. Doesn't it seem like that's what the groundwork's been? Not, we're playing politics, and we'll decide when we decide. I, you know, Hey, it is what it is. You got to call it what it is. No doubt about it. Speaking of, which, by the way, I hate that expression, too, when people say that, but I used it. All right. Speaking of, what is it that you want to be leaked out there and what you don't want out there and controlling things, especially the media, the Church of Scientology lately has really been having a lot of strange things happen as far as what's being reported now. You know, some of the things that are being reported, obviously, in the past haven't been too flattering. But now they're talking about, specifically in Australia, they're talking about investigating what's happening there because they're being accused of torture, embezzlement, and forcing employees to have abortions. Woof. An independent senator, because that's how they roll there politically wise, gave letters to the Australian Parliament from seven former Scientologists, which show that the church, is it really a church? Okay. The church, or the made-up church, was a front for physical violence, intimidation, and blackmail. So now they're talking about, investigating this, and I wonder how cooperative the Scientologists will be in Australia. Yeah. I think it's might be tough to see for them to uncover most of this because for some reason, man, people scatter like cockroaches unless they're completely away from it and feel secure about it because of some of the power of the people that are involved in Scientology. But some of the letters actually described how people were pressured to hand over big sums of money to Scientology, and it basically left them in poverty as they could rise through the ranks. And they covered up a bunch of cases of child molestation, and they pressured some pregnant staff members to abort babies so they could keep working for Scientology. And wow. And then went after people for cash donations for doing things like drinking alcohol or watching pornography or whatever. I mean, is Scientology a religion? Is it a religious organization? Or do they really have so-called religious beliefs? I would have to say Ron L. Hubbard, it's positive thinking. It's sci-fi mixed with motivation of some sort. But calling it the Church of Scientology is, to me, the first misnomer. And then these things that we're hearing, I'm absolutely not surprised by anything I'm hearing with Scientology, obviously, because you've got, look at the situation with Hollywood and the participation there and some of the red flags that we have seen in the 80s and in the 90s and now not in, in the year 2002, rather, as well. All right, you can send me your thoughts on any of the things we talked about during this jam-packed hour of America Tonight. And how do you do that? Well, the snail mail way, americatonight.net.
The most fattening time of the year.